3 p.m. on February the 3rd, 2021. Franklin Township Board of Trustees called a special meeting for 3 p.m. I'm getting an echo back. Mark, go and take a look at that.
Okay.
Anyway, the purpose of the meeting is to discuss and consider fiscal and police department employment and related matters, and to enter an executive session and to take any other actions the board deem necessary or desirable in connection therein. At this time, I'll call the meeting to order, and if we have a timekeeper available, have a roll call, if I may, please.
Okay, I'm doing that today. Mr. Horn?
Okay.
Mr. Horn?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Alex?
Yes.
Okay, we do have a unanimous quorum.
Okay, thank you. And if I may ask Mr. Alex for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Sure thing. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a motion to suspend the approval of any past minutes.
Sir, I will second that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fleshman. Could we have a vote on that, sir?
Okay, Mr. Fleshman. I mean, Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Alex?
Yes.
Okay.
Under old business, and I had a question on that. I'll ask it in a minute. It's a resolution to pay Medical Mutual. It says March 2019 invoice for $79,223.87. And I just wondered if that is correct. Is that a March 2019? Is that something that kind of we're unaware of? It the date's 2 years ago, literally.
Yeah, the fiscal officer's on her way over real quick to address that.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't get out here quickly enough. This is Mary. I have a resolution that the reason I had to include in this meeting is we need to get it paid because it's past due from, well, it actually was a missed invoice. We never received it until just recently, for March of 2019. So we need to get it paid so we can get up to date with Medical Mutual for insurance. So the resolution is a resolution authorizing the payment of a past obligation that failed to have prior fiscal officer certification of appropriation and funds for payment. Whereas Section 5705.41D revised code requires prior certificate by the township fiscal officer that the amount required to meet an obligation in the current year has been lawfully appropriated for such purpose and is in the treasury or in process of collection to the credit of an appropriate fund free from any previous encumbrances, and whereas if no certificate is furnished or as required, the fiscal officer may certify that when the obligation was incurred and now that sufficient appropriations exist for that purpose, and whereas if the amount exceeds $3,000, the fiscal officer should obtain authorization by resolution from the governing board. And whereas the township has received an invoice from Medical Mutual for health care benefits for March 2019 that exceeds $3,000, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, Section 1, the fiscal officer is authorized to pay the outstanding obligation with Medical Mutual in the amount of $79,223.87 for health care benefits provided in March 2019.
Mary, I have a question.
Yes.
If I may. Just reading that resolution, which I've read earlier, the language in there with it being the 3,000, et cetera, are we just doing this because this is what the standard for the law is?
Yes.
Versus, okay.
Yes, it's a requirement that for us to be able to pay it, we have to have an appropriation, and there isn't any for appropriation. It's a prior year, so we have to follow this process.
And then one last thing, with when this passes, I think that Brian, I spoke with him today, he sent over some of the cleanups, I'm going to call it cleanups, of people that are sending in, is it EOBs, is that what we are calling it,
yes,
in order to get them refund?
Explanation okay. of benefits, we extended the deadline, it was supposed to be the 21st, we took them up till the 31st.
And are those going to go out this week?
No, probably not. I have to check them against prior information that was provided by Linda, and there is a problem with the dates of service. You didn't include those, so it's going to be a little hassle, but we're going to try to get them out next week.
Okay. With that being said, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the resolution.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Flashman. Before I go on forward, let me understand this just a little better. This is an actual payment that we did not make in March of 2019, simply put. Is that what we were talking about?
That's exactly right. We were not aware of it.
Okay.
There was confusion surrounding it apparently recently, and we finally got the actual bill.
Okay. Okay. Did any of the trustees, were they aware of this? This really is the first I've heard of this. So.
No.
I was not aware of this.
No, it just came about, and we needed to get it onto this meeting since we just found out about it. I actually just got it yesterday.
Okay.
How does this affect our budget?
Well, we have the funds, but we're going to have, the question from John was, how does this affect the budget? It definitely affects the budget. It's coming out of, it goes out the same way that it gets divided. So it's about $50,000. I don't have those figures in front of me, but from memory, it's about $50,000 for the fire department, $17,000 for police, and I don't remember the other two.
Okay. Well, that's
the other budget's going to be able to sustain this.
Well, I mean, it has to, and it might affect us in the long run, but it's we really don't have a choice. We're going to have to look at it and see how things happen as far as revenues. They're looking better than we expected, so I think we're going to be okay.
Are there late fees associated with this?
I have not seen any.
Okay, well, do we have a choice but to pay it, or
we owe it, and it's been verified that we owe it.
Okay.
There's really nothing we can do. We just have to pay it, and actually they are going to owe us about $20,000 back for overpayment in 2020, so it's not going to be quite so bad.
Okay. Well, do you have any further questions, Mr. Alex?
No.
Okay. Well, then, Mr. Flashman, you
there's a motion on the floor, and then we would be looking for a second, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So can I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Well, thank you. So we'll call for a roll call vote, Ms. Spott, if you may.
Okay, this will be resolution 2121020. Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Alex?
Yes.
Three yeses.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mary, and thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. I'm sorry it was last minute, but we had to just attend to it as quickly as we could. Thank you.
Well, we got to do what we got to do, I guess.
That's right. I appreciate getting on the agenda. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jada. Okay, Mr. Potts, I'd like to have, well, I guess we don't need a resolution to go into for me to call for an executive session, do we?
Mr. Chairman, I can make the motion because we have language from our attorneys that we should read here, if that's okay.
Okay, thank you. I don't have it, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session pursuant to revised code 121.22, section G, subsection 1, to consider the employment dismissal or compensation of a public employee, and per Ohio revised code section 121.22, section G, subsection 3, to conference with an attorney for the public body concerning disputes involving the public body that are subject to pending or imminent court action.
I would second that.
Okay. Could we have a roll call, Mr. Fox?
Okay, Horn?
Yes.
Fleshman?
Yes.
Alex?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just let you know I'm going to start removing people who will not be in it, but Mr. Spiker, Tom Spiker is on the line. He is the attorney in regards to the second, I guess, motion or that Mr. Alex asked for in regards to the case. So I would like to make sure he stays in the room at this time, and I will remove everyone else, and then I can remove him before you go into the other matter, and then we can come out of executive session after that.
Okay, so, okay. Go ahead. So if you want to go ahead and mute everyone, then thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Let me make sure. Ratliff and I are here. Tom Spiker, are you here?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Mr. Alex?
Yeah, sorry. I was on mute.
No problem. And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Okay, so we're in executive session. Let me put the